Welcome to The Business Mind. Join me, Mark Fechner, as I sit down with business leaders to discuss their real-world challenges and formulate forward-thinking, creative solutions. We focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. The Business Mind Show starts now. Good morning, everyone. I am Mark Fechner, and welcome to The Business Mind here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, the show that features our guest's pursuit of excellence through the process of one-on-one coaching. If you would like to be part of our conversation, I would welcome and invite you to leave comments or questions on the chat box on the Transformation Talk Radio website, or if you would prefer, on our facebook.com/Transformation Talk Radio live feed. You can leave comments there as well. So today is Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. It is election day here in the United States. So if you haven't gone and voted, go vote. And I promise this is the only reference to politics I'm going to make in this episode. But what I wanted to, the reason I bring that up is that for the last 6-8 months, even longer, what we have experienced in that process is what political campaigns and political parties do really, really well, and that is messaging. We know exactly what the candidate stands for, what they don't stand for. They frame not only what they do, but what their opponent doesn't do, or, you know, however that all works out. And they're really good at attracting constituencies to vote for them. And the lesson that we can learn as business owners from all of this is we could do a better job of messaging. We could be able to attract, tell people what we do, who is our ideal client, what are the unique problems that we solve, how are we uniquely qualified to bring to bear our skills for a client. And this is particularly important. I mean, it's important for all businesses, but particularly for the small business owners, because small businesses typically don't have marketing departments. They don't have a group of people that they can point to and say, craft the message and send it out. It is up to the business owner or the handful of people that are in charge of running the business to come up with that. So being able to have a clear, concise, simple message that they can put out is really, really important. So today we're going to explore that very process with our guest. He is a transformation coach in the Washington, D.C. area. He works with people on what's the next thing in their career, either by choice or by circumstance, depending on how things have gone for them. He has a company called Reimagine Potential. Please welcome Mr. Chris Meister.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me today. It's really an honor to be here, and I'm looking forward to talking with you more about messaging and figuring out how to best get in touch with people that I want to work with.
There you go. Okay. So, I gave a brief little description of what your business is, but please tell us about your business.
Sure. I call it career consulting, and the company is called Reimagine Potential, and we really help people to figure out what is the best career for them. Mm-hmm. And one thing I often tell clients is, maybe this will be the right career for the next 5 years and you'll have to adjust a little bit, but it's really learning different tools and skills of discernment, which I like to just define as deep thinking, processing, all of those great words and ways to think about things. And in doing so and learning those skills of discernment, you're really able to better understand yourself mm-hmm. and the kind of work that you want to do.
Okay, cool. Cool. So, full disclosure, Chris and I are part of Business Network International, BNI. We've worked together quite a bit in my region. And one of the things that we talk a lot about in BNI is, what's your message? How are you putting out that message? So what is it? What's your challenge today that you would like to discuss?
My challenge today is really drilling down and getting even more specific in my messaging, in sharing who I'm looking to connect with, because I think, as you mentioned, one of the great things is I understand the value of being specific, and I am. And when I find that I'm not getting the kind of connections I'm looking for, I look back at, well, what am I sharing? What am I saying to make people think, oh, I know someone like that, or mm-hmm. I know a good connection for you, or, oh, you sharing this makes me think you could also be talking to these kinds of people. And so I really just want to be honing in more on, who do I need to look for? Who do I need to tell people to connect with me?
When you start doing that introspective work and you start thinking about it, what do you think is the disconnect in your messaging?
I think part of the disconnect may be getting a one-off client and working with a one-off person is difficult, because saying that you need to change your career is a very emotional, a very personal, a very intimate thing to share. And I think that for some people with friends and family, there's other baggage, there's other things going on. Even with a coworker, there's politics at play that may prevent someone from saying, oh, well, I'm going to confide in you and tell you about my career issues.
And you happen to live in the most political center of the world. Right. Especially today. Sorry, I wasn't going to reference politics, right. But it kind of plays into the conversation here.
Right. Right. And it's one of those things I'm just trying to, there's a few of my referral asks that I feel very confident in. When it's one of those things, when you feel it, you know that, yes, this is specific, this is good. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep people's brain jogging and thinking about me. And then mm-hmm. some of the other ones I go, that's specific, but it could be better. Okay. So I really just want to delve into that more.
Okay, cool. We're going to take, I think this is a perfect opportunity to kind of take a quick break. Sorry, Jacob, we're going a little earlier than normal. But you are listening to The Business Mind with Mark Fechner. Remember, if you have comments or questions, please feel free to use our Facebook page, live feed, or the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go into how does Chris become more specific in his messaging. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Unlock the power of your dreams and break free of the past. On the Dream Diva podcast, we're dying to dream. Hi, I'm Kelly Keough, Dream Medium. Join my masterclass in shamanic journeying and intuitive dream interpretation to receive messages from your soul symbols, ancestors, guides, and spirit animals. Together, we'll explore precognitive dreams to help you live your best life. The Dream Diva podcast airs every Wednesday at noon Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back. Welcome back. This is The Business Mind with Mark Fechner. Today's guest is Chris Meisser of Reimagine Potential. And we're talking about messaging and how he can be more specific in his messaging. So, Chris, before we go any further, how can people get a hold of you?
Sure. That is a great question. The best way to get a hold of me is to email me directly. It's reimaginedpotential@gmail.com.
Okay.
And the other great ways are just to go onto my website, reimaginedpotential.com. You can also go on my Instagram at reimaginedpotential. I think those are the best ways to get in contact with me.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So let's talk about your messaging. And so you mentioned that, you know, there's been some messaging that's worked really well, and there's some messaging that, you know, could use some improvements. So tell me, what has been the message that has given you the best results?
There's two of them. One is for specific clients, and one is for someone that can be a great business partner for me. So I would say the best client ask that I have had is for individuals that are in the military and are going to be leaving active duty in the next 6 months. That has given me a lot of traction just in terms of connecting with other people associated with military nonprofits for those that have come home. It's also just been a great opportunity to connect with those people because they really need to figure this out. And I find that with the kind of work I do, it's something that you can push off.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
If you have a job right now, maybe you don't like it, but it's paying the bills. You can deal with it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have just left a job, or you just started a new job. You don't really like it. It pays a lot of money, though. And you think, I can deal with this. A lot of people will say, I can deal with this, even if they're unhappy, and will avoid figuring out the deeper cause. Or maybe they left, they hate their job, and they think, I don't have time to think about what I want to do next. I need to find new work.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the step back beforehand is something that I'm a former teacher. We didn't talk about that. We're talking about, well, how do you get into college? How do you master these tests to help you get to the next place? But we're not having those deeper conversations about, well, what's the next step? Okay. So I think there's a lot of missed opportunities and often in college, just from my experience. And I know there are some universities that do this really well, but the career centers can often just be, well, let's get you an internship. Let's get you something, not let's take a further step back. Like I said, that's not every, there are some universities that I know of that do that really well. Mm-hmm. All that to say, people are able to push this off because either they need the job right now or they're getting paid enough and can just deal with it.
Okay. Okay. You also mentioned the other good referral or ask was business associates, business partners.
Yes. So that is psychologist therapists that are open to working with someone like me, who is, I like to consider myself a consultant. I'm in this weird gray area of consultant and coach, and maybe I just need to, I like to call myself a career consultant. And so I think sometimes if therapists are open to working with that, they are great people for me to work with just because they know the person, they know their struggles, they know what they're dealing with, and I can help to make their job a little easier. They can focus on, let's process the past, let's be able to work through that. I can focus on, let's look at the present and think about the future.
And how do you move forward from there?
Exactly.
And exactly. And certainly as a business coach and executive coach, that's exactly the same space that I work within. It's
right.
You know, we do talk about the past if it affects how you're moving forward, but don't get into, you know, we certainly don't delve into a lot of the issues that happen, you know, and how those issues are affecting you in the present or not able to function in the present.
Right.
That's not my bailiwick, and that's probably not yours as well.
Right. Exactly. But those therapists are great people for me to connect with. And it's been a great specific thing that I've been asking people about when I do meet with my network,
mm-hmm.
to think about, well, where can we find new business opportunities?
So of these two, the specific ask or the specific client, or the business partner, which one would you like to explore further today?
I think today, in thinking about those partners that I can work with, I think that's a little easier to delve into. I feel like I have a better handle on that, but I would love to think about those specific one-off clients that I can work with. So if we could focus on clients, that would be great.
Okay, great. So you mentioned the fact of military people transitioning out of the military. It's and it seems that that's a really, I don't want to say easy ask, but you're leaving the military, which means it's not just a job, it's a whole lifestyle. You know, you're leaving the military, you're a good sector, you know. I've never served in the military, so I am just guessing here, but you know, the military, it's not just the job. It's everything. It's your life. It's, you know, where you sleep, where you eat, you know, what you can and can't do, all of that. And once you leave that structure, the structure has to change.
Right.
So what is it about the military ask that seems particularly successful for you?
I think because you know it or you don't, and it makes you think, well, maybe I don't know someone like that, but I know someone in the military. I think it offers a lot of avenues for people to connect others with me.
Okay.
That's what I like about it. Yeah, that either you know someone in that situation, or you know someone in the military, or you know someone that has whatever connection to the military that I could talk to. There's a okay. lot of connection points.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm writing notes. So in making connection, in trying to, that's what it sounds like, is that it's the connection. The connectability.
Right. That, I think you're absolutely right.
So it's the connectability. So how can you take that concept of connectability and apply it to another specific ask?
Yeah, I like that. Am I able just to share another ask that I have, and we can dive
in? Sure, if you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking about one that I've also thought about is parents who have been out of work and are looking to go back to work, possibly in a different field. So this is when I mean parents who are out of work. It's parents who left because they had a child, mm-hmm. and they're looking to get back into the field or back into the working world.
So the stay-at-home mom or dad.
Exactly.
That now wants to transition back into
yes.
some kind of career.
Yes. Which in and of itself, that is specific of, okay, this is giving us something, but I would love to your point, think about what other connectability factors can I put in there
okay.
to allow people to get their memories jogged and to think about that.
Okay. So in thinking about parents and transitioning from being the stay-at-home parent to going back into the workforce, what are some of the challenges that that person has?
Oh, I like that. That's a great thought to think about that. I mean, childcare is probably part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that, maybe to that point, it's thinking about childcare, or maybe they're at school age and they're going to school. But okay. I would say that's one challenge. I would say another challenge is they think that, oh, this is so good. I love that question, Mark. Now it's making me think, oh, let's dive in a little bit. It's making me think they feel that they've been out of the workforce too long. They're going to have to do a lot of work to get back into it.
Okay.
I'm thinking too that maybe they didn't like their job before. And I think this is the key point. They didn't like what they were doing before, or it doesn't fit with having a family, and they're not sure, well, what do I do now?
Okay. So of those three things that you mentioned, childcare, re-entry into the workforce, and then the third one, sort of a subtopic thereof, re-entering or changing jobs, because what they did before having children, they didn't much like, and so now what do they do? Of those three, which one resonates with you the most?
I would say, based on what I do, the changing jobs one makes the most sense.
Okay.
Because that's really what I'm going to help them to do. And what I help all my clients with is, you're doing this now. What do you want to change to? Maybe you don't know what that change is.
Okay. So we're talking about parents who are re-entering the workforce, but not wanting to go back to the career that they had.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are the challenges that you see that apply to those individuals?
Are you saying challenges to working with me, or challenges just in general?
Well, you're looking to create a relationship with that individual.
Yeah.
And within that relationship, you're proposing that by working with you, I can help you figure this out. So to have an idea in your head of what are the potential challenges that individual might have, because remember, the message is you want to attract these people, or as we do in BNI, you want to send out the message that allows them to say, oh yeah, I know that person.
Right.
That
makes a lot of sense. That's helpful.
Okay. So in thinking about the person that is re-entering the workforce, but not in the profession that they had prior to having children, what do you imagine the challenge is for that individual?
For those individuals, I can imagine the challenge being, how much time am I going to have to put back into this? Because okay. I was out. Am I going to have to get a new training? Am I going to have to go back to school? Or simply, I have kids now. I don't have the mental space to think about going back to school or starting a new career. I just want to go back to what's comfortable.
Okay.
I can imagine too, just for the challenge, it's depending on if they're a single parent, and I would say probably with, it could be a single or a dual parent home. But I could think, especially if you need to be the one making the biggest salary,
mm-hmm.
to think, oh gosh, I have to pay someone to think about this. Oh, I may be going into a career that's going to pay me not enough. I could see that being a mental block for them. Mm-hmm. Just say, no, I'm just going to go with what I'm comfortable with and I'll deal with it.
So the fact of someone actually hiring you.
Yeah, it could be a challenge. Yeah.
Could be a block to what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go. So how would you address time as a block?
I think for time, it would be one of those things where, in my opinion, to not do this is wasting your time, because the time that you spend now figuring out your career, you're going to save later when you're applying to other jobs, when you're doing other interviews, when you're having to transition to a new role. Mm-hmm. Just take care of that now. Okay. 50 minutes for six times for 5 hours of your life. You can meet with me and work on this. Great. Done. Let's make it happen. So I think that's how I would address it. You don't have time not to do this work.
Okay.
The time you use now, you're going to save tenfold later.
Okay. So, and we'll go into a couple of others, but while we have this sort of in our minds, so how would you craft the message?
Yeah. So thinking about that, if I'm saying I would like a connection to a stay-at-home parent looking to go back to work, but they want to change their job, tell them that I'm a person that's actually, ooh, I'm stumbling over my words here. I don't know. May I
make a suggestion?
Sure, please.
So what it sounds like to me is, we have a finite amount of time to enact our futures.
Yeah.
For 5 hours, I can help the stay-at-home parent find what is the next step for them.
That sounds pretty damn good, Mark. I hope that's okay. I said damn on the air, but it is.
it's the internet. You can say all sorts of things here. What do you think of that?
I like that. We have a finite amount of time to enact our career futures. And in 5 hours, I can help the stay-at-home parent looking to change their careers, get back in the workforce, and make that happen.
There you go.
Track their future.
Right. Okay. So what about going back to school?
Yes. And I think that this is going back to school. That is something for, in this context of stay-at-home parents needing to go back to school, we could talk about that. I think that's also another target that I like to think about, is people talking about going back to school as an adult. You know, they're in their 20s, late 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever it may be. So a lot of times they want to go back to school because they don't know what they want to do. And it's just kicking the can down the road a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think you're specifically asking, though, about the stay-at-home parent first, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that is something I would want to talk one-on-one with them about, because it may be worth it, where they say, I really want to become a teacher. I've missed my calling in life. I was doing actuarial work, but honestly, I want to be a math teacher. That's not an example I've heard of, but I do know someone that became a math teacher in her late 30s with two kids.
Okay.
So I think that if you really want it, it's possible. And I think that's a conversation that I don't know if that's something I would bring up right away, mm-hmm. in terms of, hey, I'm looking for these kinds of people, but rather I would say, we've been working together. This is what you want to do. Is this worth it for you? How can you make this work? Let's come up with the schedule.
So one of the things that we do in our BNI process and in our weekly ask that we talk about is, what are the introductions you're looking for? It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a client, but you're open to a conversation about a particular issue or challenge that someone is having. So with that in mind, how would you craft that message around someone who has been out of the workforce, they've been a stay-at-home parent, and they aren't sure, maybe, that they should be going back to school? How would you craft that message?
I would say that part of it would really be you're feeling concerned that you left the workforce. Going back to school can actually help you get that leg up and help to bridge some of that time that was quote unquote lost.
Yeah.
Or that professional time where there's a pause. That's mm-hmm. a better way to put it. Professional pause. Going back to school could help you bridge that from the time you were last working to now.
Okay. Yeah. So put it in a full-fledged ask.
Okay. I think, okay, so, well, the tough thing is it's hard, Mark, because I would not necessarily be going after someone thinking about going back to school. If nothing else, they already know the next step they need to take.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to meet with them right away simply because they already know where they're going. So that's why I'm struggling to think of an ask for that, because they already have that next step in their mind. If they just need to talk to me to convince them that school's a good thing, mm-hmm. cool. But I wouldn't ask them because it'd probably just be an introductory call, which is great. I love mm-hmm. introductory calls, but that's not going to lead to doing the work and taking the time to work with them as a client.
So if I may.
Sure, please.
In asking, you're asking for a specific situation.
Yes.
So the ask is about identifying those people that you want to be working with.
Yes.
So it's not so much about you want to ask for specifically people who are trying to figure out if they want to go back to school. You're asking for, does anybody know a particular situation? So for instance, I can see saying something along the lines of, if, you know, one of the most difficult decisions to make is, do I go back to school or not? Being out of the workforce for whatever many years, because you chose to stay home and be the parent, coming back into the workforce may bring up feelings of inadequacy, they've lost some skills. So having a discussion around, do I go back to school? Do I not go back to school? What's my, you know, if you know of someone who is in that quandary of trying to understand, you know, what is the next choice? What do you think of that?
Oh, I like that, because you're right. The situation that I'm looking for, and I appreciate you bringing that up. That's also helpful because I have a list and I have all these things written down. And I think looking at the challenges that you mentioned before mm-hmm. and then thinking about those situations, that is really helpful, because the way that you frame that, one of the most difficult situations is deciding if you go back to school. A stay-at-home parent looking to get back in the workforce, it's tough because there are different feelings of, I've paused my professional life for a while, how do I get back in? For you to say, if you have a friend or family member in this quandary, I'd love to talk with them mm-hmm. and just see if I can help. Because mm-hmm. if nothing else, to your point, Mark, it's an opportunity to talk with them and see if maybe there is some deeper questioning that they have, mm-hmm. because you're right. When someone says they want to go back to school, and that's why I have that on my list too. That's a, call, for lack of a better term, it's, or no, this is a good term, a dog whistle. A dog whistle of, oh, they may need some discernment help here.
Right.
Because school is saying, I want to make a change. Okay. I need to make a shift in what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes, I do think that example that you gave, and I appreciate you giving these examples. They're helpful just to think of new ways to say things.
Okay. We got time for one more. And I want to tap on this because this is something that a lot of business owners, especially the entrepreneurs, you know, in the world, have a really big challenge with, is payment for my services.
Mm.
So when someone comes to you and says, oh, I can't afford it, or how would you go about addressing that particular challenge?
Sure. I think it really depends on the situation, because I really think that this kind of work, this kind of way of thinking, is just really important. And this goes beyond my business. This goes beyond finding your career. Just having an aware, discerning mind, I think, is so important, and something I really want to share and help people work through. That I think if someone says, I can't afford it, we really need to get at the root of why, and just ask, you know, oh, why not? Because I think I'll just share my rates right now. I think it's helpful. I'm $100 a session, so all in at $600. Yeah. Which to me, I think, once again, 5 hours, $600. In the terms of investing in your life, doing that is going to have such a profound impact, in my opinion. And by breaking it out and say, well, you know, this is an inner trip to yourself to get to know yourself better. I think that helps to break it down by giving that bigger picture. At the same time, if someone really cannot afford it, I do offer different guides and manuals for them that they can do on their own. Because once again, for me, it's, I want to make sure that people are getting these resources. If it's not going to be a one-on-one with me, well then, hey, I'm happy to give you my mindfulness guide so that you can do this work on your own. I just think that it's important to have some sort of investment, because then you do the work knowing that, well, I'm paying this. I need to make sure that I'm following up.
They need to have the buy-in.
Right.
Right. They need to have the skin in the game to not just fluff it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. So put that into an ask.
Specifically about the stay-at-home parents.
Well, that's where we've sort of been landing here.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if we were zooming out all of a sudden. I think we could say something along the lines of, for the price of a vacation, you can give yourself the ultimate gift of. Nope, let's scrap that. I don't like where that's going. Just doesn't. I guess I could say, for your friends and family members that are stay-at-home parents looking to get back into the workforce, they already have a lot of expenses. Mm-hmm. And thinking about another expense for something that may not seem necessary, if they can just send their resume somewhere and get a job. Tell them that investing in themselves for the price of a trip is going to help them in the long run and connect them with me.
Could potentially have a tenfold return on investment.
Right. I like that. Yeah. Let's quantify it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have
a potential for $600 investment in discerning what is my future. And how I'm going to move forward, I could potentially have a tenfold, hundredfold return on the investment.
Yeah. Yes, I like that. I'm just writing that down.
One of the things that I do with a lot of clients is, what's the value to the client?
Right.
Helping establish that relationship, helping to establish that, yeah, it's going to cost me $600, but I could be making $60,000 because of this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so, okay, so maybe the ask is, do you know of anyone that wants to have a hundredfold return on their investment?
Oh, that's interesting to think about.
Well, you think about it. If you're looking at a $600 investment, you know, to gain $60,000 as a yearly salary, or whatever it might be, it's a hundredfold investment, hundredfold return on investment. Who do you know that would like a hundredfold return on their investment?
Yeah, that's a very interesting way to think about it.
Well, it takes what it does is it takes away the sting of the investment itself.
Yeah. And I think it takes away a bit of the sting of, hey, I'm struggling to figure out what kind of work I want to do. Mm-hmm. It takes the emotion out of it. It's like, okay, yeah. And you could make, after figuring this out, you can make $60,000 or more doing something you actually like.
Right. Right. And actually that could also apply to going back to school, if you think about it.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, yes, going back to school, there is going to be a larger investment, obviously. But knowing that that's the right course of action. And let's face it, there are people that going back to school is not, you know, or going back to a degree driven institution is not for everybody. Maybe right. It's going back to school, you know, to get a certificate to
right
become a pharmacy tech, let's say.
Right.
You know, or become a welder.
Right. Or any variety of things.
Any number of variety of things. You know, and that's where does your passion lie? And that's where you start going into that deeper conversation. Exactly. You know, well, what excites you? What is it that, you know, you really want to be doing? You know, you've been a stay-at-home mom, but now I want to be a welder.
Right.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. Let's figure that out.
You've been a stay-at-home dad, now you want to be a professional dancer. Let's talk about how that looks.
Yeah. I'm looking at myself going, no, that's not a good choice.
And we can talk about that.
Yeah. Yes, that would be a lifestyle change that I'm not prepared for. So on that uncomfortable note, we're gonna take a quick break. This is The Business Mind. I am Mark Fechner. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chris is going to share with us some of the insights that he has garnered from today's conversation. If you have any insights that you'd like to share, I would again welcome and invite you to make those comments on the Transformation Talk Radio chat box or our facebook.com/ Transformation Talk Radio live feed. So stick around. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Transformation Talk Radio, the Business Mind. So, Chris, what are you going to take away from today's session?
Sure. I think there's really three things I'm going to take away, and it's focusing on, just in messaging, focusing on the connectability of what I'm asking. Okay, how is this going to make people think? What are the different connection points? And I think the three connection points, and that's my takeaway, is looking more closely at challenges that these specific clients I'm looking for are struggling with, looking for different situations that they're a part of, and okay, think and leading with that. Because I think a lot of times what I've done is just said, here's the person, let's have a connection. But rather to talk about one of the challenges, to talk about, hey, we only have a finite amount of time. Hey, talk about a situation. Someone that a difficult situation is deciding you need to go back to school. I'm happy to talk with someone about that. And I think also just really talking about investment, mm-hmm, making things less emotional. Because one of the things that I talk about actually when I work with people is separating the emotion from stuff. I ask people to talk about what brings them joy in their life and what brings them challenge. Mm-hmm. To not judge it, but just say, oh, you were really joyful today because Mark told you you did a great job. You really appreciate positive affirmations.
Okay.
Nothing right or wrong, but let's note that. So right. I think transferring that is super important of, let's talk about the investment, let's talk about the situations, let's talk about the challenges when I'm right. making these messages, when I'm making these asks for different clients to connect with.
Right. And I think it's also really important to note that we're looking. So when we're doing these asks, we're basically looking for situational conversations. It's the, you know, in the networking world, it's the low hanging fruit. Don't really like that phrase, but a lot of people understand it. It's the situation, because if you ask, hey, listen, do you know someone who has been a stay-at-home parent who is trying to decipher, should they be going back to school? What's the next step? That's a very specific situation that not everybody is going to have access to. And if they do have access to it, okay, fine. You've got to be with that person. You have to be in the right situation. You have to have the right conversation. You've got to be able to, if you're listening for this for somebody else, go, oh, really? Tell me more about that. Well, would you be open to an introduction to Chris? Those are five things that have to happen for that specific for that specific message to come across. So the lesson here is that you've got to have multiple messages. If you're, you know, if you're looking for those specific client type asks, you know, what are the multiple messages that you can craft, because you're looking for multiple different situations. And that's especially true for newer people that maybe don't know you as well.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that's sort of an important aspect to keep in mind here. Because what we're doing is it's what's the word I always used to use? It's passive referrals.
Right.
Because you're waiting for the right conversation to be spoken about so that it's triggered in that person's mind. Oh yeah, Chris can do this.
Right.
So
then to that point, giving multiple different situations and really, I think, almost making them, I don't know if easy situations is the right word to use, but something where they may not, I don't know. Is that what you're suggesting?
It's not, I don't think easy is the right word. I think simple is the right word.
Simple. Yeah.
You know, make the ask as simple as possible. You know, one of the things that kind of drives me nutty when I hear people ask for business is they get really complicated.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go into detail that I have absolutely no idea what they're saying, nor do I have the bandwidth to understand and want to understand what they're saying. So it just sort of glazes over. So right. If I can make the message as simple as possible, that then helps myself, because I'm clearly sending out the right, you know, I'm clearly sending out a message, and it makes it simpler for the person listening to possibly refer me business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or identify that situation in their own life and go, oh, well, yeah, maybe I do want to talk to Chris.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's not easy. It's simple, because the simpler, just the better people are able to think of that connectability.
I'm a big fan of the KISS principle. I've modified it. Keep it stupid simple. I don't want to insult the person listening. So, you know,
I like that.
Anything else you want to share?
I think I have a little work cut out for me to take a look back at just my list of people that I want to connect with and really refine and hone in. And honestly, thinking about just the stay-at-home parents in general, thinking about going back into the workforce, I mean, I'm going to parse that out now, because we talked about three different situations today. Simple situations that, yeah, I can break out. We got the ones that are worried about time, especially with childcare, the ones worried about thinking about going back to school, the ones worried just about money.
Mm-hmm. And so just, one situation has now improved three different types of simple messages out of that.
Right. And I think one of the things I will also do is just think about those different clients and spread them out a little bit, or have fewer clients. I'm thinking the stay-at-home parents. And I know I've mentioned these before, but to look, as you mentioned, at the challenges and the situations. But I'm thinking those stay-at-home parents, still those military people looking to leave service. I think from our conversation, people talking about people going back to school, adults going back to school. And I'm thinking some other good ones. I've talked about people in the service industry, like people in retail, people in restaurants, people at hotels. And I think that can also be helpful. Yeah. What are their challenges? What can we look at? Right. So I'm excited to just refine and dig in a little deeper.
Cool. All right. One more time. How can people get a hold of you?
Sure. People can get a hold of me. I realized too, I think my email is going to say the same. I'm actually working with someone to make it so it's not at gmail.com, a little more professional. So I'm working on that, getting my website a little revamped. But the website is going to stay the same, reimaginedpotential.com. Mm-hmm. You can always email me, reimaginedpotential@gmail.com. Still use that. It should be fine. Or go to my website, and if there's a change, it'll be there. And I think also the great way too is Instagram. That's not changing either, at reimaginedpotential. You can also look at my Twitter at reimaginedyou. I'm not on there quite as much, but the other avenues are perfectly
cool. Fine. Well, if you would like to work with me, my website is markfechner.com, or you can email me mark@markfechner.com. There is a link on my website that if you want to have a 30-minute conversation to either work with me, or if you were interested in being a guest on my show, I would welcome that. I want to thank you, Chris, for being here, for your openness, for sharing this particular challenge in front of the forum of listeners that we have here. Please join us for our next session. Will be virtual assistant Mindy Stevens from Alive Virtual Assistant, and we will have a discussion with her. Remember, the Business Mind airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month here on Transformation Talk Radio at 10 a.m. Central. That's 11 Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific. So until next time, be safe, be healthy, be profitable. See you next time. Thank you for listening to The Business Mind on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Mark Fechner, where we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I hope you find the answers within you. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sometimes all you need is a change in perception. A certified coach will listen to your challenge, ask you intuitive, open-ended questions, help you find fresh perspectives, and then hold you accountable to reach your goals. Coaching is an investment in yourself that can create paths to greater success. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.